house.
I want to get to the Milwaukee Bucks professional basketball team that evened its series 2-2 with the Brooklyn Nets, of which Aaron Rodgers is part owner. I also want to see them advance because I want to see if Rodgers comes to Eastern Conference Finals games and or NBA Finals games. But going back to our Mark Murphy discussion from earlier in the program, if you missed some of it because you're in and out of your car or whatever, you can catch up on Wisconsin On Demand. But Jesse, play one more time for those that are just sort of joining us late what Mark Murphy said late last week during an event at Lambeau Field and how he referred to Aaron Rodgers.
Would you like the normal version or the Michael Scott version?
I would like the normal version, as creative as your Steve Carell version was.
I'm often reminded, though, Ted Thompson, I know you know, just a great general manager, passed away this past year.
Or excuse me, earlier this year. Often talked about Aaron, that he's a and it wasn't just Aaron, a lot of different players, he would say, he's a complicated fella. So I'll just say that.
I hadn't noticed before, there's a little laugh from the audience there at the end when he says it.
Courtesy laugh.
Yeah.
Courtesy laugh.
Or people
would, yeah. You know.
I'll say this, it really, the beginning of that sounded like you were in church. The big open space and the arcing, kind of how it came out.
You know what I thought of? Today, I consider myself, the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
You think Mark Murphy considers himself a complicated fellow?
I appreciate you asking that instead of you asking me if I consider him a complicated fellow. Question via email. I didn't even know we had email. Like, we're so talk, text, tweets.
Yeah, Daryl, the star of the really the week last week, Daryl in Lake Geneva. Couple emails back and forth with Daryl.
Yeah.
So it happened.
And he didn't back down at all.
I give first off, thank you, Daryl, for that content.
Amen.
It's fantastic.
Amen.
Yep.
And I give him a ton of credit because we actually asked a question that painted him as preposterous or ridiculous, and he still stood by it. He has the courage of his conviction.
He doesn't believe that. So that, we love that. Yeah. You have your convictions, even if they're right or wrong. Go for it.
So last week we spent some time talking about whether Aaron Rodgers, if he showed up at Fiserv Forum, if some people would boo him.
Yeah.
We spent some time talking about whether or not they would boo him if he was the opening day starter after all this that's happened. If he's on the field for the September 20th Monday night game at Lambeau Field. A question from Wade via email. If nothing gets resolved before the shareholders meeting next month on July 26th, it will be interesting to see if Murphy gets booed like when Favre left Green Bay. Now that, I have to admit, I never even thought about this. They released that they were going to have full capacity, including at the shareholders meeting, however many shareholders come, and that Mark Murphy does speak at that. What will be? We talked so much about whether Rodgers was going to get booed.
Pull it.
How are people going to react to him? That's a great question by Wade.
Give Wade his props and pull it. I think if Aaron Rodgers has said something at that point that he's not coming, or if he's not coming, Mark Murphy will get booed bigly. I firmly believe that.
So, Jesse, Tausch is the Packers Hall of Famer. I'm the beat writer that's covered the team forever. You're the fan. You're the shareholder. You come to the shareholders meeting. Maybe you're that person that would boo them both. Like, you'd boo Aaron Rodgers at Fiserv Forum, and you'd boo Mark Murphy at the shareholders meeting. But would you boo Mark Murphy?
I thought about this last week because I wanted to flip the question when we were saying if Aaron Rodgers was at the Bucks game, would he get booed? If Goody was at the Bucks game, would he get booed? I thought would be an interesting one. But Mark Murphy, I think Mark Murphy is close to Roger Goodell territory, where it would take a miracle for him to not get booed in a lot of capacities. Like, I think just be when you're in a situation of power in the way that Mark Murphy is, or that Roger Goodell is, or a lot of the commissioners of sports, like, you know them for the mistakes that they make, not for the great achievements that they accomplish. And as fans, do we really care that they're making money on Titletown and that they're opening up to 100% capacity and they navigated things pretty well last year? No, you care about wins and losses and the drama that's involved with the players on the team. So if Mark Murphy was introduced at, if he was sitting courtside at Game 6 Thursday night at Fiserv Forum and they showed him on the Jumbotron, I'm probably going to boo him. Now, if I'm at the shareholders meeting and I'm just, you know, a Packers shareholder showing up and I know he's going to be speaking, I might not boo him there. That may not seem like time and place would be correct. But if he's on the Jumbotron, I might boo him.
Exactly the opposite. No, that is the time to boo him. If you feel that way, that is the time to boo him.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to boo him?
No.
What are you going to boo him at a golf outing? Are you going to go boo? Like, you boo at stadiums. You're not booing at. If that's how you feel, if the scenario plays out as some think, and it's going to be where there's a stalemate and we don't know, Aaron doesn't report, he's going to get booed.
Now, he's also. There's going to be others that are. Well, I don't know what the percentages would be. But there's others that are going to support him and that they like the hard stance that he would be viewed as taking with Rodgers.
But he's not
so
taking a hard stance. He's not even taking a hard stance, Jason. Not publicly.
They're not running out and getting Randall Cobb. They're not running out and talking about their culture and how much they're going to... Like, if they publicly came out and said, for example, we saw Aaron talking with Kenny Mayne a couple weeks ago, and we want people to know that we took what he said to heart, and we are trying to change some of the things that
if
we need to do better.
If and Zwies can change and
right.
Zalls can change.
Right, exactly, Rocco.
Yep.
I'm just saying, I do think that there are those that feel, even though the Packers have not articulated it, that they are taking a hardline stance. They haven't traded him, right? The hardline stance is, we want you, we're not going to trade you. If you don't want to play for us, you're going to sit. That is hardline, and that is where they seem to be.
Yeah, that's all fine and dandy until you're 0-2 losing to the Lions at home. Then let's see how hardline everybody is.
Yeah, that's definitely different. Let's I really was going to talk Bucks basketball here, but Wade's email was money.
That was a great
again,
email,
Wade.
Will you pull that? Since I don't know how to pull, let's put that. It's basically
no. We'll let Jesse do it.
You're scared of I get it. I understand. Yeah.
Like Marty McFly at the end of Back to the Future 3. I'm not getting in a drag race with this idiot. All right, so let's take a call. By the way, the guy who he
who's
spoke
the idiot
drag race with
scenario?
Played is Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers is the actor that plays the guy that he would have been drag racing with. Little known fact. All right, let's go to the phones. That was a non sequitur, and I apologize.
But you've never seen an episode of The Office.
Yes, yeah, I know
what,
every line to all three back.
He is Jason is a complicated fella. He is a complicated fella.
Really? Let's go to the phones. 844-770-3776. Let's talk to Ed in Madtown. Ed, good morning. Bail me out here. What do you want to talk about?
Well, guys, I'm told I'm always a complicated guy by my wife. So, you know, we all have some complications, but Mark Murphy needs to have a referendum done on him by the shareholders, stay or go or step out or step down. I don't know what it would be. We have referendums almost every year when we have some form of election. Maybe there needs to be a referendum on him because he's borderline quackery when he comes up there and starts making comments out loud when we're trying to mend the fence. So that's where I come in.
Let me ask you one other thing, Ed, before you go. So where are you on Rodgers? Because I do think we joked about how there were some courtesy laughs after what he said. I think there are those that are mad at Rodgers that he was playing to that crowd. Like that part of the crowd, I don't know how big it was at this event, but they agree with him. Right. They agree with him, though. What about where? How do you feel about Rodgers if you're one of the folks that would like to see the fence mended?
I'm sort of 50-50 on him. I know that sounds like I'm really walking a fine line. I'm mad.
Sound like me.
I'm mad because he's not really stepped up and made anything to make us fans that are Packer fans feel good about his stance. I kind of agree with him that there's a level of conditioning that's been going on in the upper brass over years. Mark probably was there when he's been there for, Mark knows, what the brass, how they kind of run their business. I was on the fence saying they're a business. You got to let them run their business as is. They're players. They're not paid to make big decisions. But now I'm starting to change my stance on that it's not all about decision making. It's about speaking for the corporation of the Green Bay Packers. He's not he's not the right spokesperson. He just isn't. He needs to step down at some level.
Yeah, and thanks for the call, Ed.
I love you guys.
I would say that public speaking does not appear to be his strength, and that if he tries to ad lib, it puts him in a precarious spot. It is an interesting window, though, into what he's thinking when he says those sort of things. I just don't know if the window would be considered Pella quality.
No, that's I'm wiping this clean. We're not putting any of that on Pella. Pella, we're upgrading. Time to upgrade.
What are you saying?
Windows and doors of Wisconsin. I'm saying that scenario and that lead-in, while you're normally it's great, it's not as great as this deal that's going on right now. Choose 6 years, no interest financing, or 40% off any installation. More than a pair of pretty offers, Pella Windows now lead Wisconsin and states across the country as number one for highest value, highest quality, highest innovation, and most preferred windows, according to a 2021 consumer survey. Plus, instead of just a few lines and a bunch of standard sizes to fit most homes, Pella offers 9 lines, with each one custom measured and made for your home's specific needs. And they're installed by Pella certified installers in as little as 1 day. Order by June 30th for your choice of 6 years, no interest financing, or 40% off any installation. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com/radio. That's PellaWI.com/radio. Or give a call at 855-PellaWI. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details.
Time for trivia.
Yeah.
Caller. Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah, a little late.
I mean, we could buy some time talking about consultations to give people more time to get ready to call. I was just going to let it go.
I tried.
But that's not on brand for
Breasty.
What we do here.
I tried Breasty. I couldn't.
Exactly.
We all make mistakes, Breasty.
Brett Goode will come on this show a year from now, and you will still call him Breasty because of what I said as I was introducing him. Caller 4 right now, 844-770-3776. Caller 4 right now, 844-770-3776. Jesse, today's category is what?
All about Brooklyn, with the Bucks' big wins over the Nets at Fiserv Forum this weekend. All about Brooklyn.
And perfect timing. We just spent all that time talking about the Bucks series. Great job.
What do you know? Lead-in programming right there.
Caller 4 right now, 844-770-3776. We'll play next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch is presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I like the way you talk. I like the things you wear. I want your number tattooed on my arm in ink, I swear. Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you disappear.
All right, Tausch, I don't want to put your business on. out on the street, but I'm gonna, in a small way, because I think you've done it before. And your complaints about Apple.
Yeah.
You're an iPhone guy.
I know you won't be there.
Jesse, you're an iPhone guy.
I am.
I'm an iPhone. Whatever issues we have with Apple, which we have discussed on this program, one of the cool features that I get a kick out of is how when you send a happy birthday or congratulations text message to someone, it sends it with like balloons and confetti, right? Shows up on your screen when you get it.
I like the fireworks, like, personally.
Another one, that's a good example. I would like us to see if we can get Apple to institute some sort of effect when Jesse sends a text message after trivia callers that says first time contestant. Because we love our loyalists, no question about it. But I really love it when I get a text that says someone is a first-time trivia contestant. And that is what Tom in my old stomping grounds of Greendale is. Tom, good morning. How are you today?
Very good, sir. How are you?
Congratulations on your first time as a Wilde and Tausch trivia contestant. I am thrilled for you. I hope you do well. Are you ready?
I am ready. I'm a teacher. It's the first day of summer, so no better way to start it off than with some trivia today.
Nice.
Outstanding.
Started
all right.
Off with Tausch.
Andy Sandberg stars in a police sitcom set to enter its eighth and final season that goes by which name? Is it Brooklyn 19? Is it Brooklyn 99? Or is it Brooklyn 90210?
It is not Brooklyn 90210. It is Brooklyn 99.
Yes, sir.
Jesse, I first of all, I'm glad we got there because that the payoff there was money. Did you just send me effects on my phone? While he was doing that trivia question?
No, I did it when...
That's amazing because I... So I opened the text because otherwise it's just like the preview on your screen. This is a problem. This is gonna prove Tausch's point about they're always listening. I opened the text.
Hey, they are,
and it had confetti.
Listening, Jason. You know this.
It pains me to say this, but I think you might be right, and now I'm freaking out a little bit.
We're all in this sucker together. That's for sure.
Tom, sorry to interrupt your contestancy. Question two.
Just wait. Tom, I don't want to jinx anything, but we got a perfect week
so far.
Perfect week so far. No, don't want to jinx it.
No hitter through one.
Yeah.
Struck out the first batter. Way to go. Question two. In popular bowling slang.
Good question.
This is a good question.
I'm not even sure there is anything popular about bowling slang, but be that as it may, what does it mean for a bowler to throw a Brooklyn strike? Does it mean A, the strike occurs between two open frames? B, the ball hops out of the gutter before contacting the pins? I don't know if Jesse throws those a lot or what. Or C, the ball crosses over to the opposite side of the head pin from which it was thrown.
I grew up in Cudahy, so if I don't get this, my entire childhood, they'll all give me a really hard time because we went bowling all the time. It is definitely letter C.
Well done.
And so when you have a Brooklyn strike, do you feel bad about it? Because you're not aiming for that back of the pin.
It depends how good you are, Tausch, because we had a rule on the Muskego High School bowling team. Rule number one was never complain about a strike. Now, the guys from Maguanago and Oak Creek and Nina and all those great places where they're just so good.
They throw a Brooklyn strike.
Yeah, they get four in a row. Three of them are Brooklyn, and they'd come back and they'd be all mopey about it. Like, celebrate a strike, bro.
Okay.
Tausch would have been happy to take a Brooklyn strike when he rolled his jersey number
in front
of all those hockey parents.
I was begging for Brooklyn, Manhattan. You give me any of the boroughs, I'm taking that strike back then. All right, last one for me. The Brooklyn Bridge crosses which body of water in New York City? It's a tough question. The perfect streak, this is going to be tricky. Is it the East River? Is it the North River? Or is it the Hudson River?
It is the... Oh, I think it's the East River.
Let's go! Yeah! Let's go!
Perfect!
Yes! Come on!
I would have said the Hudson River and gotten it wrong.
You know what? That is grit. We just saw grit there. He didn't know that. He willed himself like Jerry Kelly did at the AmFam Championship yesterday. He just gritted his way to a perfect start to the week. Well done.
Nice job, Tom. That was an awesome debut.
I'm excited.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that is how you... That, I'm sorry, what did Tom say? I was
talking. He said, love you guys.
Love you guys. Yeah, he gave us that.
Love you guys.
Gonna call a lot more.
Well, that's good. He's obviously an avid listener because he's dropping a love you guys. That was a fantastic start to the week. Hopefully we can keep it going throughout the week on Wilde and Tausch Trivia. If you didn't get to play today, you could play tomorrow. Whoa, Nelly, which we play every day, is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
On air, online, and on demand. Get all your favorite ESPN Wisconsin content anywhere you get your podcasts for free. The new Wisconsin On Demand. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Did a full 180. Crazy. Thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe.
Still getting lots of texts from you. Did a... On the text portion of the talking text. A lot of thoughts on Mark Murphy. A few of them positive. If you don't wanna see me, time now, though, for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wilde and Tausch.
Those texts on the talking text line include Ryan and Maguanago during trivia. These questions suck. Thanks, Ryan.
I did see that.
Good to
I'm
know
gonna
we're
send
back
him the thumbs up emoji for that text.
Good to know we're back in mid-season form with old Ryan and McGuanning. He was being a little too nice to me when I was getting married.
Whoa, Nelly!
All right. We have not talked extensively about the Milwaukee Bucks, who 5 days ago, we came on the air and said, Mike Budenholzer coaching for his job Thursday night could have been a disaster, and instead now... I would argue they're in the driver's seat in their Eastern Conference semifinal series with the Brooklyn Nets. After winning yesterday, Kyrie Irving appeared to suffer a significant ankle injury, although we don't know the extent of it yet. But he's out. James Harden hasn't played yet. The Bucks seem to be finding their groove on how to find a solution to beat the Nets, mostly having all their players get injured. And with three games to go in a best-of-three series now, I like where the Bucks are at here. It could be, as the crowd was chanting late in the game yesterday, Bucks in six. Tausch, are you as optimistic as I am?
I'm optimistic. I was pessimistic because two games into this thing, you lose by 50 points, and it wasn't that close. You have to really start questioning where this team is. They were fortunate to grind out that Game 3 victory. Very fortunate. And you can't predict injuries. I think if Kyrie is healthy and they are back in Brooklyn, they're still heavy favorites. But the fact that they're not, the fact that James Harden has not started doing any basketball activities yet, means it's KD. I'm still nervous about KD. KD is the best player in the playoffs, still. And you can make an argument, best player in the league when healthy. He's got a skill set that we don't know. We can't match. Can you go win a game on the road? Yeah, I think you can, but I don't think that's... I still think that the Brooklyn Nets would be favorites, and I'm guessing Las Vegas feels the same way as I do.
So who famously said hope is not a strategy to you?
Kenny Roevack.
Hope the opponents too of hope as many of the opponents' best players get hurt then would also not be a strategy. Because it's working. Jesse's right. And I don't know what the expectation is for Kyrie Irving. I was a little surprised that there were those who thought that, like, Giannis did that on purpose? Or that Giannis should have been called for a flagrant foul? I was seeing the reaction to that on, so I think Rex Chapman was all over him for it.
For what?
I didn't see intent there, but maybe I don't know basketball well enough to speak to
him. Rex Chapman, he's more of a video post guy. I don't think he should be doing basketball analysis. He's more of a video post guy.
Stick to puppies, Chappy.
He does those fun and sometimes quirky videos. That's his brand on Twitter. I like Tim Legler more when I'm looking for basketball insight.
Leggy. Yeah,
or Perk. Leggy. Big Perk. He's got some interesting. He had the Bucks winning the whole thing. So I'm going to go with what Perk has to say.
Whoa,
Nelly!
Big Perk.
Tausch, to your point about the Bucks being favorites, they are opening as 3-point favorites for Tuesday night's game in Brooklyn.
Okay.
You want to take them?
I'm going to do much more
sweet
research
action.
I'm going to do much more research before I make
all
that
about
pick.
The research, yeah.
Yeah. Whoa, Nelly!
7:30 tip times, by the way, on Tuesday and Thursday.
Nice!
7:30 for both of those games.
Thanks to the Suns!
Yeah, thank you very much, Phoenix. We don't have a 6:30. Although, Tausch, you may be disappointed about 7:30. Is that okay for an NBA tip? Game's over by 10 still. Is that okay?
I'm going to give it a thumbs up on that. I'm all right with that. Yep.
Whoa, Nelly!
7:10 first pitch tonight for the Red Hot Milwaukee Brewers. Best record in Major League Baseball since May 22nd. How about that? They've won 14 of 16.
I got a question about this, because listen, the Brewers are rolling. Their pitching is great. Jesse, you were ahead of this way before anybody else. You had the three horses, and you got three horses. Of course, you can be a playoff team. That was, I think, your line, which was would you be disappointed if you go to a Brewer game strictly from a bobblehead standpoint? Does the team owe you to play the bobblehead player if it's not a throwback bobblehead?
No, and in fact, it's better that the bobblehead player not play on their bobblehead day. Because let me tell you, Tausch, let me tell you the story of Derek Turnbow.
Oh, okay.
In, I think it was 2007, coming off a great season as the Brewers' closer, the Brewers acknowledged Derek Turnbow with Turnbow Bobblehead Night on a Saturday night at a sellout, at the time, Miller Park. Derek Turnbow came into the game, blew the save after he had already gotten off to a rough start to the season, and his head ended up showering the outfield and some of the infield dirt at then Miller Park.
And if I remember that bobblehead, it had hair.
I believe that was the one.
It's like Homer's bobble leg. This one, I'd never seen one with hair before. What is the impetus for your question?
There is someone close to the Tauscher family that decided they wanted their big bobblehead collectors. They went to the game and were not all that pleased, even though the Brewers swept the Pirates, that the bobblehead star had the day off, and the manager also had the day off. Because Craig Counsell, I believe, went to his son's graduation.
Yeah, that's a good reason for a day off.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah. I don't have any problem, but I don't think this person was uberly pleased about that scenario, even though the Brewers won the game. I would not have been mad either way on that. Although I will say, you go to the game, you want to see Yelich. You don't want Yelich sitting on the bench. You know he needs days off. Sundays are typically days that guys get off. Price of doing admission. But when it is your bobblehead, you'd like to see him, you know, get out there and rip a couple, right?
You would. Before Jesse's next Wonelli, our Bucks buddy, Justin Garcia,
JG,
texts in on the private talk and text line. This is why I say things like I am not an NBA expert, because we have those at our disposal. By the letter of the law, it was technically a flagrant foul on Giannis.
Whoa, Nelly!
Underneath him as he was landing. Intent doesn't factor into those calls unless it's escalating for a flagrant two.
Giannis is a nice guy, though.
I just want to be accurate.
He's a nice guy.
Listen, superstars should get calls. Accurate. That's why they dropped Jokic out of the game for a flagrant. You don't drum MVPs out of games.
Like, and then he went and won the French.
This is the rules that the NBA set. They have marketed their stars. This is the rules that they said. I'm going to get my tennis minute. Don't steal my tennis minute with one of your throwaway.
That was a good line.
Your throwaway.
That was not a throwaway line. That was
with
good.
Your whimsical throwaway lines. I have a tennis minute coming up, and you just tried to steal my thunder. That irritates me.
Whoa, Nelly!
Before we get to the tennis minute to close out the show, let's do the doggy minute. Wasabi wins the 145th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show.
Spicy.
I don't really get dog shows. Like, I don't. Like, how can we improve the dog shows?
I'll tell you how. I saw the only reason I know anything about this because that clip went viral of the trainer, heavyset fella, chasing down that dog trying to give signs.
Big bone.
And he slid and he fell and he stopped the dog from doing his deal. Probably cost his dog a championship. Now, I know nothing about dog judging. I know nothing about dogs. I know nothing about anything when it comes
to... The only thing you know about dogs is you don't want one.
Well, they scare me. Yes, I'm scared of dogs. I think they're going to bite me. I am a canine...
afraid of cat about dogs.
I have a caninophobia, whatever that word would be. But we need more of that. Like, these trainers need to be more intimately involved in the show. And old boy that tripped and slid, I got to admit, he should get some kind of an award. Because he brought a lot of attention to the... Is it the Westminster Kennel Club?
That is correct, yes.
A lot of attention that otherwise not many people would have been paying attention to. By the way, the poodle. If you're making me get a dog, I think a poodle would be a good fit for me.
No.
Yeah,
high strung, just like you. Yeah. But the they're poodle. Complicated animals.
No, if it was just for me, it'd be a beagle. I'd get a little baby beagle. That's what I'd get.
They are very loyal, and so are you.
I am loyal. You're right.
The Tausch's Tennis Minute, which my throwaway line may have ruined for you, is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch continues next on 94.5 ESPN, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Sometimes I'll start a sentence, and I don't even know where it's going.
And Ted Thompson, as most of you know, just a great Jets manager, passed away this past year.
I just hope I find it along the way.
Earlier this year...
like an improv conversation.
Often talked about Aaron, that he's a complicated... And it wasn't just Aaron, a lot of different players, he would say...
Improvisation.
He's a complicated fella. So I'll just say that.
Work, Jesse. Quality splicing.
Get that pole in the field yet. I am intrigued what Packer fans feel about how they feel about Mark Murphy.
We do have a show again tomorrow, even though you're not on it. We can discuss it further then. It is interesting, though. And the booing question is a good one. By the way, Jesse, I'm happy to report the Derek Turnbow bobblehead from 2006 can be found on eBay for the low, low bargain price of $23.99.
That's a rare item to find in one piece, though, after that bobblehead night.
A lot of heads available. Time now for Tausch's Tennis Minute.
Tennis is the only sport where the uniform is what you would wear under your clothes in any other sport. You're actually out there in your underwear.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Tausch Tennis Minute.
All right, I said this the other day. And Rafa Nadal has dominated one surface more than any player in the history of tennis. I think he's won 15 French Opens, which is insane. Federer, popular, one of the great, you know, up until the last couple weeks, I'd say the greatest player ever because he's been able to do it. Had a hard time, could never beat Nadal on clay. Well, you know what Joker did? He beat Nadal on clay on Friday, fell behind two sets to Tsitsipas, who I don't know anything about. I'm not going to sit here and act like I do. But fell behind, came back and won it in five sets. He now has 19 Grand Slam victories. He will tie these guys at Wimbledon. He's going to win Wimbledon or he'll win the U.S. Open. Guys, I hate to say this because I am Team Fed all the way. Novak Djokovic just secured himself as the greatest player in the history of tennis. That's my tennis minute.
And you're not joking.
I don't want to say this. I don't like Joker. He is not. He's rude. He is. He's not the ambassador.
He's complicated.
He's not the ambassador for the game that Rafa or Fed is. But he's just better than that. To do what he's able to do, he has taken down two Goliaths during an era where these two Goliaths have been, the head-to-head was always Rafa-Fed. It ain't no longer. Joker has now surpassed, and he is going to blow this thing out the water. He's the only one of these guys to have two grants. He's won all four majors twice. Nobody else has.
Correct.
Guys, I know there's a lot of Fed fans listening to this show. I know tennis is monstrous.
Are there?
With this group. Fed, it's over. It's Joker's time. Joker is the man. And that pains me to say that.
So the record is how many titles?
20. He's got 19. Rafa and Fed both have 20. The fact that he beat old boy on his surface when nobody can beat him. For all you guys not on the stream that can watch, that's just the
which is everybody.
I tip the cap to the big fella. I tip it.
One last question, because I love to extend the tennis minute as long as I can before the show ends.
I bet Joker went to Ponderosa over there in France.
Yeah, he earned it. There's no question he earned it.
Got him some soft serve.
Being the tennis player that you are or were,
yeah.
Did you ever actually play on clay?
Yes.
What's that like? I've always wondered.
You got to slide. The ball takes funkier bounces. Everything is slowed down. So it wasn't great for my game. I'm more of a grass player. I'm more of a grass court
specialist.
Is
that right?
Yeah. Yep. Sand Valley Golf Course up in by Wisconsin Rapids, they actually have grass courts. So for anyone
Where did
that
you play on clay then?
There's clay courts everywhere. There's clay courts down here in Madison. There's clay courts. That is not. There are a lot of clay courts. Not a lot of grass.
I've never seen one in person.
Well, you don't
so
get out.
That's
much.
Why I was curious.
Yeah. No, you don't.
So you don't get out much. You end the show with an insult. I appreciate that.
Yeah, especially
you admit
when you're
going
you don't
to be
get
gone
out
the next 2 days.
You said you were built for quarantine.
I just spent an entire weekend in Madison.
Well, there's clay courts everywhere you look, so I'm surprised you didn't see them.
I don't get out much to the clay courts, that's for sure. Tausch has some good works to do the next couple of days.
I do.
So we'll have a Cousins sub of the day. Cousins subs, we believe in better. That means you won't have a tennis minute to enjoy the next 2 days. We will put that poll in the field about Mark Murphy. And we'll discuss it tomorrow without you. We'll let you know how it turns out. Does that work for you there,
I'm going to listen. I'll be listening.
Munchkin?
I'll be listening, Munchkin, to Wisconsin, and I will come back with a letter grade for your performance. How's that?
I'm not really interested in that. That'll do it for us today. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Thanks to Jerry Kelly for spending some time with us.
The gritty champion, Jerry Kelly.
True grit. One of the greatest Westerns ever. Right alongside Gran Torino or something. I'm not sure what we established.
The Mule.
Harry. Great.
I bet
great.
Jerry Kelly probably had some. He went to Ponderosa last
week. He got some soft serve.
Yep.
And some Coors Light, I'm guessing, as well. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.